You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The February primary election is in 1 week, and then the April 1st spring election will follow. Everyone will be able to vote in the primary for State Superintendent of Public Instruction, where incumbent Jill Underley faces challenges from Jeff Wright and Brittany Kinzer. Many other local primaries will decide who will be on the April 1st spring ballot. See our story at WGBW.fm for a look at the Green Bay ballot. One issue that has plagued Green Bay mayors for years is the large coal piles on the waterfront. Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich says that he's still working with the county and other entities to facilitate moving those piles out of what could be prime commercial real estate.
We have not thrown in the towel yet. We're still, you know, working with C. Rice in conversation with Troy and some other folks at the county to see if we can't still get this deal done. The stars have gotten as close to aligning as we've ever seen with Pulliam being vacated and all of that. So and $15 million being appropriated right. from the state to make this happen, we just have got to get it done.
As a matter of fact, there's a memorandum of understanding in front of the Green Bay Redevelopment Authority today. It calls for C. Rice to operate at the Pulliam site. The coal piles would be moved as desired by the city and the county, and the Mason Street site would be redeveloped. Genrich was a guest on Civic Media's Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, airing Sundays on WGBW. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is part of a group of legislators bringing forward the Right to Contraception Act once again. The legislation would create a statutory right to obtain and use contraceptives and would ensure that healthcare providers have a right to provide contraceptives, contraception, and share information with patients. Similar legislation was introduced in July of 2022, June 2023, and June of 2024. Blocked each time by the Republicans in the U.S. Senate. Support for Governor Tony Evers' first statewide Office of Violence Prevention is gaining momentum outside of the state capitol, as some safety experts and advocates hope it'll save lives. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
Reggie Moore heads community safety at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He formerly led Milwaukee's violence prevention office during a critical period after a 70% increase in homicides in 2015.
The fact that cities are getting smarter on crime and the impact that these types of interventions can have in addressing violence before it happens, I think is something that people understand that we should be doing.
He says using this public health approach to gun violence contributed to Milwaukee's 4-year decline in homicides and non-fatal shootings beginning in 2016, which was one of the biggest drops in crime nationwide at the time. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A Kashina man was sentenced to over 9 years in prison for beating his ex-wife and leaving her in a wooded area. 43-year-old John Miller, a member of the Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin with 20 prior convictions, was given 115 months in prison for the brutal attack that the judge called horrendous. Fires and the flu have impacted the nation's blood supply. Melissa Kay reports on how you can help.
The American Red Cross is urging donors to give blood or platelets in February. The nation's blood supply is low after thousands of donations went uncollected last month due to severe winter weather and wildfires. Flu and other seasonal illnesses are spreading, which could force more people to cancel scheduled donation appointments. The Red Cross is urging donors to make and keep donation appointments so hospitals can continue to ensure critical care for patients this winter. You can visit redcrossblood.org to schedule your appointment or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
The place for the nation's pastime might look a little different this year. Stuart J. Waddles has more about the stadium upgrades at AmFam Field.
Food trucks and facial recognition are coming to the ballpark. American Family Field will look a little different for 2025 with several plans revealed. The Alley Food Truck Park will go in on the left field loge level. The Home Plate Team Store will have a new customization corner for personalized jerseys. And sure to be a conversation piece, the introduction of the MLB Go Ahead Entry Program. That's a facial authentication system with express lanes aimed at streamlining entry. Seating will be reduced, with the terrace level having 1,600 fewer seats. That was changed due to the Brewers expanding their office area.
A former professional football player with the Green Bay Blizzard, the only player for that team to have his jersey retired, and new head coach at Southwest High School in Green Bay. B.J. Hill is a modern-day history maker and featured athlete for Black History Month. While training young athletes, inspiring their performance, and racking up the wins may be the main part of his job description, Hill says setting a culture for the students at Southwest High is his first priority.
To me, setting the culture, the first thing is getting to know the students, right? And so I don't want to come in and just be a dictator. I want to understand what each student and what each player is dealing with in their personal life. And then I can empathize with them in terms of what they're going through. And as long as they know they have a personal relationship with me, they're going to want to run through a wall. That's just the way it is.
Now that his playing days with the Blizzard are over, Hill says he can focus on what he found to be his true calling.
I was like, you know what? This is exactly what you want to do. This is your passion. You know, you love coaching. You love teaching kids.
Hill emphasized that, yes, he wants to see the athletes at Southwest High School to a winning season. But he also wants to help the athletes and their fellow students win at life.
I'm an extension of the parents, you know, whether it's a one parent household, two parent household, I'm on your team. And so the goal is we want to build these boys into young men. That's the first order of business.
BJ Hill, coach, culture creator, teacher, and Black history maker. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks bow to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home to the Golden State Warriors, 125-111. Stephon Curry led Golden State with 38 points, the most he's had all season. Jimmy Butler had 20 and 9 rebounds in his second game for the Warriors since being traded from the Heat. Damian Lillard also had 38 points in the loss.
I thought we didn't execute well enough out of that, you know, the screening, slipping, getting the guys involved that we wanted to get involved. We didn't do it consistent enough. And then, you know, it was still a close game. Loose balls, they got to them. You know, we allowed them to get off threes. You know, they got a lot of shooters, and I thought they separated themselves getting threes off, second opportunities. And then, obviously, the turnovers. You know, I felt like I had more turnovers than I ever had in a game today. So you're not going to win a game not valuing every possession against a team that's shooting the ball like that.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
To no one's surprise, SNL's 50th anniversary episode is shaping up to be a star-studded event. Deadline reports that past cast members appearing will include Adam Sandler, Jane Curtin, Molly Shannon, Will Ferrell, Eddie Murphy, Lorraine Newman, and Kate McKinnon. The show will air Sunday, February 16th on NBC and Peacock. Hollywood was well represented at Sunday night's Big Spanking, also known as the Super Bowl. It's a good thing there were other things to look at aside from the game, which was a blowout from the get-go. The actual game started off with actors John Hamm and Bradley Cooper introducing their favorite teams and getting the crowd riled up. Throughout the course of the day, viewers saw Kevin Costner, Miles Teller, Serena Williams, and of course, Taylor Swift, who got booed. Looks like her 15 minutes are finally... just kidding. Popular opinion says it was lopsided numbers that favored Eagles fans that were responsible for the boos, or the Trump family.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 12 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5, and it's fairly light, but it's enough to keep that wind chill around zero most of the day. Tonight, 2 above. Tomorrow, cloudy with some light snow. We may get an inch or two through tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 4 above.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm.
the national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.